After we had spent the day in the groves, in these beautiful groves with the farmers, and they were handpicking the citrus fruit, we went back to her laboratory and she started serving me this citrus tea. And it was delicious and wonderful. And at the end of the day, it was actually toward dinner time, we started talking about why she drank so much of it. And she kind of chuckled and said to me, "You know, Naomi, it's what keeps me young. It's what keeps my anti-aging in check." And so, of course, I perked up and wanted to hear all about it.
Hey, it's JJ, and welcome to Ask the Health Expert. But this isn't just any old Ask the Health Expert session. This is your bonus session. Yes, it's the weekend, and because it's the weekend, we are going to take some time with an amazing expert. So be on the lookout for these Saturday Ask the Health Expert bonus sessions where we're going to go deep into an amazing subject with an incredible expert to give you actionable items that you can put into your life.
All righty, today we are going to be talking about autophagy, or maybe it's autophagy, or maybe it's autophagy. Ugh. We're going to get it all cleared up with my guest, Naomi Whittle. I've known Naomi for 5-6 years now. She is awesome. She is a total science nerd, which I just absolutely love, because when she comes out with something, I mean, she has done her research. And she recently came out with the New York Times bestseller, Glow 15, a science-based plan to lose weight, revitalize your skin, and invigorate your life. And this is based on her trekking all over the world. Literally, she's been everywhere, kind of obsessed with autophagy. And I'm going to let her explain what it is and why the heck we should want to know more about it. And then what's super cool is she's going to give us some really simple actionable steps. Some of them may sound familiar, that you can put into place quickly to make this work for you. Let me tell you a little bit more about Naomi. She is the CEO of TwinLab Consolidated Holdings. She was named by Prevention as the nation's leading female innovator in the natural products industry. I've seen her win a load of awards out here in the natural products industry. And she is recognized as the one to watch in the wellness from within space. She is just an amazing entrepreneur, but really paving the way for, you know, what we need to be doing out there in health and wellness. So I'm really excited to have Naomi Whittle on the show today. All righty, Naomi Whittle, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on.
JJ, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm in love with this brand, this book. It's just gorgeous. The book itself is fabulous. So I'm excited to dive into it. And we're going to be talking today. And I must tell you, until I heard you and Jeff Bland pronouncing it, I thought it was autophagy, but well, I guess it's autophagy.
No, it's both. It's like tomato, tomato, right?
Okay, good. I was like going, oh my gosh, thank God I would have pronounced this totally wrong. We're going to be talking today about something called autophagy or autophagy. But before we get there, I want to like take everybody back a little bit to like, how did you get like this topic that you're going to make kind of a household name? How did you get into it? And what is it?
So, JJ, it's a really interesting story. I'll start with what it is. So, autophagy or autophagy in Greek, auto means self and phagy means to eat. So literally it means self-eating. And what happens inside of every single cell inside of our body is we have this process of autophagy where we literally remove and recycle and repair the parts of the cell that are damaged by environmental pollutants, you know, in my case, by my autoimmune disorders. Every sort of area of our health is impacted by the way that our autophagy is actually working in our cells. So I learned about this word that I had never heard of in my life 4 years ago when I was in Calabria, Italy, and I was actually just yesterday on the phone with the scientist who taught me about autophagy. And her name is Dr. Elizabeth Janda. And Dr. Janda, I was there searching out how this beautiful citrus bergamot fruit helps to improve our cholesterol profiles. So it's got more flavanols, more antioxidants than any other citrus fruit. And it grows, it's a very rare fruit, and it only grows in this part of the world. And it helps to improve the HDL levels of our health and then lower the LDL levels for cholesterol profiles. So I got really excited and I was over there. And while I was there, after we had spent the day in the groves, in these beautiful groves with the farmers, and they were handpicking the citrus fruit, we went back to her laboratory and she started serving me this citrus tea. And it was delicious and wonderful. And at the end of the day, it was actually toward dinner time, we started talking about why she drank so much of it. And she kind of chuckled and said to me, "You know, Naomi, it's what keeps me young. It's what keeps my anti-aging in check." And so, of course, I perked up and wanted to hear all about it. She's like, "Well, it's all about autophagy." And that's how I first learned. And I came back to the U.S. and with my curious and obsessive nature, I started looking for all the scientists that knew about autophagy, the ones that could talk about it with the skin, with exercise, with sleep, with energy, with weight loss. I wanted to know everything I could find out. And that's how this whole book came about.
I love the name of the book, Glow 15. Why did you name it Glow? What is that?
So for me, it's something that I personally always looked for. So I believe that our glow, the cellular brilliance that we can have, comes from inside, deep within our bodies. And because I have autoimmune disorders and I had so much eczema growing up and into my early 20s, that I would never show my skin. And so this idea of being able to have glowing skin from the inside out has been something I've always strived for. And so glow is this aspirational state of health and well-being that I always look for. And then the reason we added 15 to the other side of it is, after I got back from Calabria, Italy, I started to figure out ways that I could activate the autophagy inside my own body to cleanse and remove the toxins and detoxify. And while I was doing that, working with these different scientists to put the program together for myself, I started to test it on my friends and my family, and they were kind of like the guinea pigs. And everyone got such unbelievable results, JJ, that I went to Jacksonville University, and we began a lifestyle study on tons of women. So women who were administrative assistants, there were CEOs, there were deans, there were exercise physiologists, there were all these different people, mothers, just women that were in this program. And 15 days, 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks into the program, the lead scientist gave me a call and she said, "Guess what? Every single woman in this study has achieved benefits." And so that's how the name was born.
Wow. Now, let's talk about, first of all, because I was thinking, 15, is it 15 days? Is it? But let's talk about some of the things that you can do. So people listening right now that want to start doing this, what are some of the things that they can start doing right now that start to make a difference, that activate this?
Oh, there are so many easy things that you can do right now.
We love easy things.
Yeah.
We love them.
Super easy. So I'm lazy. I don't like to go to the gym. I don't like to exercise too much. I don't like to put too much time into anything. And that's why this is so easy, because you're working with your own body to do what it naturally wants to do. So a couple of the things that I think are really fun are timing. I'll start with timing matters. Mm-hmm. So what you do is very important, but when you do it is equally as important. So I have this idea around the macronutrients, and it is fat first and carbs last. So you start your day with fat, and that could be avocado. You know, we have these amazing avocado, we call them Avaglows recipes in our Glow 15. We have 15 of these great recipes, and you just start with fat in the morning, and then you have your carbs at night before you go to sleep. And what happens when you have your carbs at the end of the day is you're actually helping your body to repair and also helping you to sleep. But with the fat in the early part of the day versus the carbs, you're helping your body to balance the blood sugar. You're helping with the insulin spikes and reducing those. And for me, that's huge because it reduces my, you know, sort of moodiness that I would get. Being so I'm half English and half French, JJ, and I would always like to start my day with like a chocolate croissant or something like that. Or, you know, when I was younger, I'd be eating oatmeal in the morning. And ultimately, that was just destroying my health and was getting my blood sugar out of balance. And so
I know, isn't that amazing too? I cannot eat oatmeal in the morning. I go on a bad blood sugar roller coaster.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love the concept of it's not just what you eat, it's also when you eat. It's so totally critical. And by eating fat in the morning, you're going to get your blood sugar balanced. When you eat the carbs at night, I see so many people who have trouble sleeping, and the minute they put some carbs in at night, boom, it's fixed.
Isn't that, it's so cool. I love that. And it's really counter to what a lot of us heard over the years, but there's no question the science is there. And this simple action, just by changing when you do things, activates the autophagy from a food perspective. So that's an easy one. Another one that I think is great is that I call it IFPC, which is intermittent fasting and protein cycling. And I've been fasting for 25 years, again, because of my autoimmune health. And intermittent fasting I've been doing probably for about 5 years. When the research first started at the university level to show us that, wow, 16 hours of not eating is unbelievably effective at supporting at the activation of autophagy. So I started doing it about 5 years ago, not for autophagy activation, but really just to reduce the inflammation in my body. And it works so wonderfully. And then when you couple that with cycling of protein, which is where every other day you have low levels of protein. And what I mean by that is about 25 grams of protein every other day, 5% of your calories. It makes a big difference in the activation of the youth within our cells.
So do you know why that is? I'm fascinated by that. That I knew the intermittent fasting. And one quick tip for everyone listening is it's so easy on the weekend. Sleep in and then just eat a later, you know, kind of brunch, skip a meal and have an early dinner. There you go. Done.
I know. It's so
like we don't need three meals and we definitely don't need all the snacks either.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So you're right. It's a great tip to try it. Start on the weekends when, you know, you stop eating at 8 o'clock at night and then you sleep in and you start your first meal at noon and you start with fat first. And that's so satiating and it makes you feel so incredibly good that it helps with the whole intermittent fasting process. And if you're fat adapted and you're into ketogenics, it also really helps with the intermittent fasting and makes it that much easier and energy producing. The protein cycling is really cool. And, you know, there are protein fasts that are coming out now and people are really looking at, wow, we've been a society that loves so much protein. But ultimately, when we deprive our body of the higher levels of protein, what happens is the body is then trying to utilize the protein that is there and then ultimately also the fat that's within our cells. And that helps, again, to get us into more of a state of ketosis, which also activates the autophagy. So they're all sort of cycling and working together, the macronutrients.
Now, you mentioned you didn't like exercise. So do you do any exercise? What's your take on that?
Yes. So I don't like exercise. I don't like to go to the gym and over, you know, like to me, that feels like a big amount of time that I don't want to use, but I love to move. And what I found was that with autophagy, when I met with the researchers on exercise, that if you do 30 minutes of either interval training or resistance training, And for me, interval training is simply, you know, walking faster for a minute and then slowing down and doing that for 30 minutes. Or resistance training can be as simple as, like, again, for me, using my own body weight for resistance, yoga. There's many yoga positions. So those are the two types of things that I like to do. And in Glow 15, we do it every other day. And that's what the women in the clinical study did as well.
Now, what about sleep?
Yes. Okay. This was the tough one, JJ. So at the end of the clinical study, I sat with all the women and I said, okay, ladies, I want to understand what you love, what you didn't like, what we need to evolve and change. Let's really talk about this. And what I heard was that the way that they were trying to get the benefits from rejuvenating sleep were not really working to the level that they wanted. They were disappointed with the sleep program. So what I did is I went to our friend, Michael Bruce, America's sleep doctor. And I said, Michael, what am I doing wrong? Why am I not getting this right with the autophagy activation? Because you really activate most of it at night while you're sleeping. And so that's when he said to me, you know, we need to get all of the women and their circadian rhythms really into check. And so we then put this little quiz where you look at the chronotypes, and we did the chronotype testing so that we could get the circadian rhythm that won the Nobel Prize in 2017. So autophagy won it in 2016 for all of the amazing benefits that activating autophagy can do. And circadian rhythm won in 2017. And if we think about every cell in our body has its own clock inside of it, just by knowing what type of sleeper you are and when you should be doing things really helps to activate the autophagy at night. So we have a whole chapter dedicated, and it starts with doing the little sleep quiz to figure out, you know, are you a lark? Are you a night owl? What type of bird are you? And then using that to adjust your autophagy.
All right. So I was reading in the book, and I loved it because you were talking about exercise, talking about sleep. We're very, very much in sync, and you've done all of the scientific research, which is fabulous. I love fact finders that go out and get all of the backup. But then you have this tea.
Yes.
And it kind of reminds me, it's sort of like the... sort of like a bulletproof coffee type of thing.
Sure.
But with some added benefit. So can you talk about it? Because that's what I was kind of looking. Oh, it's another type of warm drink with some fat in the morning. But then you had some other things put into it that were interesting. So let's talk about the tea that you
made. Sure. So the tea originated and was born in Calabria, Italy, with Dr. Elizabeth Janda. So it starts with the citrus bergamot. And citrus bergamot is found in Earl Grey tea. So for anyone that wants to make the tea, you know, just go in your cabinet and look for some Earl Grey. And you have to make sure that it has the natural form of citrus bergamot. That's really important for activating the youth in our cells. Then I have spent a lot of time throughout Asia. And in Okinawa, where the largest group of centenarians live, they incorporate a lot of green tea, of course, into their diet. And so we added high levels of EGCG coming from the green tea into this mix. So you get a green tea bag, you get an Earl Grey tea bag, and then cinnamon. And those three ingredients together are specific for activating the autophagy. And then because fat is such an incredibly important part of Glow 15. You know, it's not about calories. We don't count any calories. We're looking at how much good fat we're getting. We add, you know, you can add any type of fat. So you can add tea seed oil, which comes from the green tea plant. You can add coconut oil. You could add MCT oil. You can add an emulsified form of it, whatever it is that satiates you and makes you feel good, and you can work that number up.
So what are some of the top supplements here to help with this?
So I love what we discovered around the supplements. So I've been a huge fan, and I've spent the last 9 years of my life really dedicated to polyphenols and the power of polyphenols in our health. You know, if you find it in a great glass of red wine or dark chocolate or whatever it may be. And I've spent a lot of time in France bringing those powerful polyphenols to the US market. And so polyphenols are great because they're antioxidants. They protect our health. They fight off a lot of the free radical damage that can occur. But I found these special polyphenols that I call my power phenols because they do two things. They protect and then they repair. And that's what berberine is. Berberine protects and repairs. It's a power phenol. And I love it. Resveratrol protects and repair. And it's another power phenol. And EGCG that's found in green tea is another power phenol that protects and repair. And curcumin is a great one.
Yeah.
I love
that. Those are my favorite. You just named all my favorite, I call them polyphenols. We were right before we got on, I go, is it autophagy, autophagy? but those are the ones that I think are just the powerhouse that we should all be doing.
Totally.
So loved hearing that. I'd love to throw a little curveball over at you.
Yes.
What is one thing you do every day? One thing and every single day that you feel like makes the biggest difference in your life?
Oh, I love that question. I love every single day before I get out of bed, and it makes the biggest difference in my life, is meditate. So, you know, when we wake up, our cortisol levels are at the very highest. And because I'm a type A personality, I'm like ready to go. And I'm usually anxious when I wake up, but I use this 5 minutes of meditation. I have this little meditation that I listen to, and it helps to upregulate my parasympathetic nervous system. And it changes the whole day. So that's my one thing I do.
All right. Now for the most fun part of the show, it's when everyone gets a gift from you. And Naomi, you've got something that I know my community always loves, recipes. They love them. So
Awesome. Thank
you so much in advance for this Glow 15 cookbook that you can't get. You can't just go on Amazon and grab this guy. So you got to get this here. And you'll be able to get it at jjvirgin.com/glow15. Tell us about a couple of the recipes in there. Make everyone salivate.
Oh my goodness. So we put these recipes together because we went all over the world searching for the autophagy activating foods. So we have a chocolate macadamia nut bar that's in there that's so delicious.
You know, you could just stop right there.
Okay.
That's it. No, you tempt us with a few more. So dark chocolate macadamia, how do we not love that?
Right. That's awesome. And obviously, I'm going to go over a couple of the recipes. We've got these egg 15 recipes that are filled with all sorts of, delicious cheeses. And, we make them into these muffins. So you basically have, on a high day or a low day. So just depending on which day of the program you're doing, one of the egg 15 muffins will have higher levels of protein and the other one will have higher levels of fats that you find in the egg yolk. So those are really delicious with chives and all sorts of different things.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So for if someone's not egg intolerant, then they can go over to that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Well, we have the eggs intolerant, but not everybody is.
And then something else that I think people will really love is our polyphenol smoothie. So we have a delicious blue-purple smoothie that's filled with so many different power phenols and polyphenols that's really yummy. Dark berries. It's wonderful. And I think people will love that too.
Yum. Awesome. So that is fantastic. We always love more recipes. And guys, when she says she's gone all over the world, she really has gone all over the world checking these things out and putting together an awesome, easy program. There's great things in here that can give you a jump start if you're looking to make a little shift, either to de-age a bit, get rid of some inflammation, drop a few pounds. So I am really excited about all the info that you've shared. Everything is so actionable and makes so much sense. So thank you so much for all of that. Aww. And thank you for the awesome gift. Super appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, JJ. I love it.
There was your deep dive bonus episode of Ask the Health Expert. We will be dropping these bonus episodes as amazing experts and incredible titles come to us. You don't want to miss out on this, do ya?
Stay in the know, be the first to know. Go to subscribe to JJ.com and I'll hook you up.